red, white, blue, and yellow. Over the long 4th of July weekend, COVID-19 survivors added pops of yellow to their patriotic decor, like flowers or tablecloths, to show solidarity with the more than 600,000 people who have died of the disease in this country and with those who are still suffering. They have been sharing photos on social media using the hashtag #AddYellow. Marjorie Roberts participated from Johns Creek, Georgia. She is a so-called long hauler who first got COVID-19 in March of 2020. She also lost a close friend to the virus. Marjorie, welcome to Here and Now. Nice to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell me, Marjorie, how you spent the holiday and how did you incorporate yellow into your day?
Well, yesterday was a very mellow day for me. And I represented the color of yellow by wearing a pair of yellow jeans. And of course, I had my pin on. It has a blue background with a yellow heart. And we are wearing those pins to just remind the world that we are here. And the family members and friends that we have lost, they were not just a number.
So you had your pin, you had your yellow jeans. Did you walk outside? Did you see your neighbors and friends participating with you to show their support for you and those who have passed, sadly?
Well, I saw a lot of my friends on social media participating. But yesterday was just really a different holiday for me. So my husband and I chose to spend it at home in our own backyard. Because I still have a fear of being in crowds because my COVID-19 case was so bad and it changed my life forever.
Well, and you lost a friend. You lost a dear friend. Sergeant Gary Mitchell, you served together in the U.S. Army. He died in May of 2020 of COVID-19. What were you remembering about him this weekend?
How much he loved this country. And how much he loved the military. He was a 82nd Airborne paratrooper. And he used to say he loved jumping out of perfectly good planes. He was, the military and was everything to Gary. He just loved his country. So leading up to the 4th of July, like I said, it was just hard because so many things are going on in our country. I feel like COVID-19 survivors like myself are kind of being dismissed and treated differently and seen as an outcast because nobody really wants to hear us and nobody believes that we could be suffering as long as we have. For me, it's been 16 months. So I still love my country, but I just feel like my country doesn't love me right about now.
Well, and you still suffer with complications. You still have ongoing pain.
Yes, I do. I have nodules in my lungs. I have spots on my liver. I have swollen lymph nodes in my lung. And just recently, I had to have 7 teeth pulled out of my mouth.
So what change do you want to see, Marjorie? From the leaders of this country to support you and other COVID-19 survivors?
I want them to realize that we're not lazy. It's not that we don't want to work. It's just that we can't. We have a lot of recovering to do mentally and physically and emotionally, and we need support. We need for them to listen. I need for the world to understand that I'm 60 years old and I was just making the transition to semi-early retirement. And now at 60 years old, I can only walk 4 blocks by myself. I'm very limited as to what I can do. And I feel as though that I need help. We don't qualify for Social Security because we're not old enough. We don't qualify for disability, they say, because we can still brush our teeth and comb our hair.
You are a life coach, Marjorie, but last year you were working as a store manager in a gift shop at a hospital in Atlanta to pay the bills, and you contracted COVID. That was March of 2020, right at the beginning of the pandemic, right as they were sending folks home from work. It must seem like a lifetime ago now, given everything you've been through.
It does. It does. It's like everything from March 26th on to today has been a blur. Everybody saw how I went from living my life like it was golden and laughing and always keeping everybody motivated to not being able to do anything for myself. Mm. And we just got left behind now. It's like, oh, sorry you caught COVID, but I'm going on vacation. Would you like for me to send you a postcard? I don't want a postcard. I want my life back. I want to find some sense of normalcy. And I ask everybody all day when they say, oh, just be normal. What is normal? What is normal for me when over 600,000 people have died? What is normal for me when I cannot do the things that simply I used to do? What is normal for me when my daughter graduated a couple of weeks ago from Drexel University and I couldn't go? I couldn't fly. Hmm. So what is normal?
Well, you're now fully vaccinated. You're part of this group called COVID Survivors for Change. You were adding yellow to your wardrobe, and you saw all the posts on social media, those in solidarity with you. I suspect that you might want this campaign to extend beyond the 4th of July holiday.
Oh, yes. We're going to keep it going. You know, when you see yellow, you think love, you think bright, you think peace. You think, come on, we can do this. And COVID-19 is not gone. And yes, I am fully vaccinated. And my whole family is vaccinated. And I got vaccinated because I love my family.
And what do you say to people who are still hesitant to get vaccinated?
You got to make a choice. You could choose life. You can choose your family. You can choose to see all kind of family events happen. Or you can choose to end up with nodules on your lungs, spots on your liver, loss of teeth. There's so many things that can happen to you. It's really not worth it. I'd rather for you to take the chance and get vaccinated and have a future than to not get vaccinated and your family and friends have to say goodbye to you.
You mentioned your dear friend whom you lost, Sergeant Gary Mitchell. You served with him, as I mentioned, in the U.S. Army. I suspect Sergeant Mitchell is looking down. He loved those yellow jeans, Marjorie. He loved those yellow jeans.
Yes, he did. He was my friend for over 30 years. We never lost contact. I learned so much about the military from him. I learned so much about leadership from him. So I know that he's smiling down, and I know he's saying what I always say to him, and yet again I smile, because when you're so blessed, even when it's on your worst day, we always have something to smile about. So I know that he's smiling. I know that he's proud of the work that I'm doing, because if he were alive, he would be doing it with me.
Marjorie Roberts is a COVID-19 long hauler from Johns Creek, Georgia, who first got COVID-19 in March of 2020. She also lost a close friend to the disease. Marjorie, thank you, and please take care.
Thank you.